FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
He is Rodney Boyd, Rod the Bot. Hey, good morning, my friend. What's up?
Hey, Mark, you know, this failure of this tour is probably going to save us all from a fate that people weren't ready to embrace anyway. So I believe that this Clinton tour is abysmal and a failure, as it's poised to be. It will send a clear message that there should not be a third attempt by Mr. Clinton to run for president. There's some that were speculating that this tour was a trial balloon to see what kind of response they would get, thus she would get. So it seems like it may be the nail in the coffin for a third bid.
Well, boy, I hope you're right. What does it take to convince somebody, right? I mean, everybody's telling her this is not going to work and we don't want you. And she's like, oh, yeah, you watch this. I'm going to go on a speaking tour. And when I fill those seats up, you're going to feel differently about it.
Yeah, I think there might be one guy that would welcome her one more time. One guy. Say, come on back one more time. Make it easy for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's fascinating. The other thing about that whole tour is what new information, what new thing would you learn? You know, I mean, it's like the Clintons that everybody has heard pretty much everything they have to say on almost every topic. So it's fascinating that they're trying to get people to pay to come hear them talk again. So
I know what she'd tell them.
I'm just a grandmother with two eyes and a brain.
thank you for saving everybody the $6 on Groupon. Thank you for giving us the spoiler.
You bet. So look, you bet.
You know, it's their holiday parties or the holiday parties. One of the big topics of conversation has been this sort of investigation into staffing issues in the Attorney General's office. And the number one question that people asked me over and over again was, why do you think this is happening? You know, set aside the allegations. And I said, you know, one of the things I think if the Secretary asks for that you have to wrestle with is, you remember the criticism, Mark, that Josh Hawley took on for not, when people he wouldn't investigate Eric Greitens early enough, hard enough, and intensely enough
right.
for allegations. So I think if you're Ashcroft, you're thinking about your own, you know, future, you know that there's a narrative out there that will say if you didn't investigate, that you were sort of playing that insider role that was bad for Missourians. In addition to that, you know, the Secretary of State's office, they are very literal. I mean, they read these statutes the way it's plain meaning is what a lot of people like to know people do. So, you know, I was telling people, I think if you're the Secretary of State, you feel like, hey, you read the statute, pretty plainly says, yeah, take a look at this. And then secondly, you don't want to wake up in a world where you're being the target of people saying that you didn't conduct an investigation because you were playing insider baseball or politics.
Right.
And so I think it's a double whammy.
You know, Rodney, we have got a horrible connection with you, and you keep fading in and out on me. Why don't we... try this. Why don't you try to give us a call back, and let's see if the phone line gets any better. Is that all right?
Will do.
All right. Just let me hang up here and try us right back, and let's see if we can get this phone line to improve a little bit, because I know if I'm having a hard time hearing him, people at home might be having a hard time too. Rodney, let's see if that's any better.
I hope this is better. Please tell me that this is better.
Yes.
Than the last connection.
It is definitely better. I appreciate that. You know, I was just pointing out that I think a lot of people have asked the question, why would the Secretary of State's office cooperate with what many people see as a biased organization making this allegation to begin with?
Yeah, and Mark, look, there was the topic of I went to a couple holiday parties this weekend, and I was cornered on this question over and over again. What do you think is going to happen? Why? And, you know, two theories. One, Jay Ashcroft's pretty straight down the middle. You've talked to him.
Oh, sure.
Kind of a black
yeah, yeah.
and white guy. There's
absolutely.
No gray. And so the statute that was cited creates an interesting question that I think he felt could be answered. But secondly, let's talk about the political backdrop. So remember, you know, Josh Hawley was criticized, I mean, over and over again for his failure to investigate allegations against Governor Greitens, right, until sort of toward the very end. So I think there's two components. One, I think if you look at the statute that the Secretary is looking at, it does create an opportunity for the investigation. But secondly, I think politically, if you're Jay Ashcroft, you're playing language kind of guy. He says, okay, we could investigate. Now, if you have that theory and you don't, then the politics will end up consuming you because people are going to attack you and say, well, you were playing inside baseball. You would not take a look at this, yada, yada. And so I said to people, look, I think for Jay, it wasn't that difficult of a situation for him to look at the statute and say, I'll investigate. And the politics is probably, for him, going to be right. Sure. What I'm concerned about, and the question that I can't answer, is so where do we go from here? What is the outcome? You know, where are we trying to get at with this investigation? I am not familiar with an investigation by the Secretary of State's office of this nature, of this statute, ever. So once again, we are in some unprecedented waters. So it's just going to be interesting to see what this investigation ultimately yields. What is the outcome?
Yeah, I would agree. I asked that question myself because I'll compare it to the allegations that Michael Cohen has made against President Trump. Even if they were to discover somehow that the payoffs that were made to a woman, let's say, I'll just pick Stormy Daniels. Let's assume that they find out that the payoff made to this woman had something to do with keeping her quiet during the campaign. That ends up being seen as a political contribution and was a campaign finance violation.
Right.
Big deal. It doesn't affect the fact that he was elected. And I guess the Hawley situation is going to be the same. Even if they found that this group used public space to conduct campaign-related events, it doesn't change the outcome of a six-point election.
No, it doesn't. And it also, I mean, you know, if he was still in the office, I guess you could make the case that you could order the behavior not happen anymore. So I'm just not sure when we start to spend a lot of time on these things, I get that there's a statute that you could do it. I'm just struggling with where we're going with this. What is the intended outcome? And that I couldn't get an answer from, so I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, very true. That's a good point. Last week, I attended the In Defense of Liberty dinner, which was very interesting. Got to talk to Elijah Haar, of course, the incoming speaker.
Yes, yes.
Got to talk to Dave Schatz, who's going to be the pro tem in the Senate.
President. Yep. Absolutely.
So we had a couple of powerful folks there, and then among the things we discovered that have been pre-filed in Jeff City, one of which is going to be looking at whether or not to raise the bar on these referendums that would change the Missouri Constitution. What do you think the reaction is going to be to that?
I think the reaction after Queen Missouri is going to be favorable, and I'll tell you why. Because the bar is, originally I think the idea was, you know, give the people the access in Missouri to the polls, keep the bar low. But when you get a series or a pattern of what could arguably be exploiting that low bar, you have to take a look at it. So I think it's going to be a very healthy debate. I think that there are a number of things that people are concerned about where outside groups or forces can now come into Missouri, not Missourians, but outside dollars, and then amend our Constitution, shape our policy. So no, it will be looked at, and it should be looked at, and then we'll make some decisions about whether or not we need to keep the bar as low as it is now, or what kind of mechanism we put in if we can, you know, objectively see that these are outside groups.
Well,
and not true Missourians.
And two different issues here, Rodney, right? One would be to change the percentage of the vote required to approve a constitutional amendment to two-thirds or something like that, right? Once it goes to a vote of the public.
The other
is to change one of the proposals, I believe, that Eric Burleson had would be to change the requirement that they have to get a certain percentage of signatures from each different Senate district in the state, because they're just avoiding those areas where they don't think they'd be able to get signatures.
You're absolutely right. The other thing that should be looked at, and I'm glad you said it that way, is there's two different approaches to this. One is amending or creating a new statutory amendment, and the other is actually amending the Missouri Constitution. And I think what people want to take a robust look at, and what Burleson is getting at, is we ought to come up with at least a higher bar, and it should be a higher bar for the advent of amending the Missouri Constitution than we have today. It's too low for that important document. And if you want to do something and keep it sort of simple on the statutory side, where you can come back to Jeff City and make modifications, I think most people are okay with that, Mark.
Yeah, I would agree. Talking to Rodney Boyd. Rodney, have any of the pre-filed bills for the upcoming legislative session caught your attention yet?
You know, nothing extraordinary. I mean, I I see a pretty healthy pattern of what I expect. I'm going to keep my eyes tuned. One of the things that will happen that hasn't happened yet is, you know, we start to allocate leadership roles within the two chambers. And I think that will shape how bills and what bills get filed as well. You know, so we've got a lot of new senators and obviously 40 new. We have, by the way, the freshman tour for those who,
right.
who want that is coming through St. Louis later this week as well. So we've got a bunch of new folks. So I think a lot of the bills that are going to be interesting are yet to be filed because we've got, you know, 40 plus new folks that are in the queue. So I'm going to wait and see what some of the new freshmen file, people who ran with a lot of heat and passion on various issues. And I'm pretty sure there'll be some fun stuff for us to talk about. But right now, I don't see anything that's extraordinary.
And talking to Speaker Haar the other night, he's a pretty popular guy in Jeff City right now.
You know,
because everybody's waiting for those assignments, right?
He is. His smile is bright. His jokes are so funny. He almost doesn't even have to finish them before the laughter starts because he's going to be doling out, as you pointed out, these committee assignments.
Yeah.
Chairmanships and all the power roles.
Yeah, that's Absolutely. A good point. So the other thing Eric Burleson brought up was right to work, and boy, that always gets my phone lines lit up because people think that was defeated by such a big amount. Why would the Republicans dare even bring this up again? And Burleson says because he believes in it and he doesn't know if it'll go anywhere or not. Have you heard anything about that?
Look, I think Eric, and I like Eric, I think he knows it's not going to go anywhere, but that is not where his passion stops. This has been his issue du jour. He was a state rep before he took a break, came back in the Senate. And I've talked to him, you know, pretty much over the period where he was out. He's always been passionate about this. He believes, and he won't relent, that this is the right policy for Missouri. And as a senator, he's going to have a platform to advocate it. But I think the broader consensus when you get beyond Eric is that this is an issue that should be put to rest for a while, but not in his perspective. And he's already told me, like he pointed out to you, he's going to keep ringing his bell and hopefully he can get some attention. And so, that is the prerogative of a senator, and that issue is important to his district. He's from Greene and Christian County down in Springfield, and so he's going to keep advocating for it, whether the broader body embraces it or not.
Rodney, before I let you go, I have to ask this question. I didn't bring it up ahead of time, so I know you're not expecting it, but where in the world is Eric Greitens? Do you have any idea?
It's funny. I don't know for sure other than to say I did run into over at some of the holiday parties some of his former staffers who said he seems to be rebuilding his life out in Innsbruck.
Okay.
So at least there's been some communication from him to former staffers who say, hey, the guy's rebuilding his life one day at a time and he's still around. He's just taking an extremely low profile, which I can appreciate with what he's been through. You would want to take a low profile and focus on rebuilding your life.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, some conversation turned to that the other night at this dinner that I attended and just about how things are working down there and they want to get things done. And Governor Parsons seems to understand how to do that, whereas Governor Greitens didn't. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've tried to reach out to Greitens several times to invite him on this program and kind of just pick his brain over what, you know, what transpired here. And nobody's heard from him. So,
Mark, rest assured, the guy's probably 45 years old. I promise you, you will hear from him again, and he will inevitably, I'm certain, be on your show sort of giving you his perspective on how he's going to reintroduce himself to society. But I do think for all of us, it seems like it's been a long time. But I'm sure for the Greitens family, it's probably still pretty painful, and he's probably, like I said, just working on that daily regeneration process.
Very true. Listen, Rodney, always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.